兄姐妹的诉说恩典，我们心中都一同感谢。
And when we hear brothers and sisters counting their blessings, we are full with joy inside.
我们真的知道神他都在照顾他的百姓。
And we know that God shows cares to His people.
我们继续来听叶弟兄的见证，叶仁智弟兄。
Let's invite Brother Danny Ye from Irvine.
奉主耶稣基督圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
感谢主耶稣再一次让我有这样的机会来讲他在我身上的恩典。
And thank Lord Jesus that I have the opportunity to once again talk about his blessings on me.
我有机会在礼拜三，因为我要上班的缘故，所以礼拜三当我回到家中跟家人一起为这一次的见证祷告的时候，
And because of the fact that I have to work, so on Wednesday night when I returned back home, I was praying about this testimony with my family.
我儿子女儿就特别提醒我，爸爸，你做见证的时候千万不要有骄傲。
And my sons and daughter especially reminded me that, Father, when you testify, please do not be proud.
因为我们有一次在学生灵恩会的时候，就是有人做见证的时候，心里面存有骄傲，所以有很多奇怪的事情发生。
And because one time in student spiritual convocation, when the person was testifying, and somehow this person felt very proud inside, and then later on there was a lot of issues that had happened.
虽然我不明白怎么样会有骄傲，因为我觉得见证就是把自己的软弱表明出来，看到神在我们当中的作为。
And I don't know that how, when I testify, if anybody testify, would there be any proudness? Because I feel that, we're just basically, talking about the, what God has done, personally in our lives.
不过我一直在思考这样子，我怎么样不会有骄傲。
But I was thinking about this matter, and what do I have to do without being proud?
那我想到的就是照我本相，诚实的来到神的面前。
And so the thing I could think of is to, I wanted to be myself and portray myself honestly in front of God.
那这个对我很挣扎。
And so to me, this is a struggle.
因为我做见证那么多次，我没有真正照我本相站在这里做见证。
And so I've testified so many times, but I never really portray my own image standing here and bearing testimony.
不过刚陈弟兄的见证，我们看到最后几张照片。
And after Brother Chan's testimony, we were able to see the last few pictures.
给我更清楚有那个决心，我神的恩典，神的作为，除了用听的见证也是可以看的。
And so that gives me a determination that God's grace and blessings, besides hearing the words, we could also see it.
就像圣经上说，你们观看我所造的。
And just like the Bible says that, please see what I have built.
你们就会看到我在其中。
And you will see that I am within.
所以我现在就用我的本相来做见证。
And so I like to use my own image to testify.
当你们看到这样，或许会觉得很奇怪。
And maybe when you see this, you will feel very strange.
那可是我希望我还是可以讲得很清楚。
And I'm hoping that I could still speak very clearly.
我大概在十几年前，因为糖尿病的关系，在很短的时间内，牙齿就掉了大概八颗、十颗有。
And a decade ago, because my diabetic conditions, my teeth started falling out, and then it felt about I had lost 8 or 10 teeth.
那我吃了十几年的药。
And I was on medication for about 10 years or more.
那在大概三年多前。
And about 3 years ago,
我有一次因为我的 高血压没有办法控制。
And there was one time that my high blood pressure condition cannot be controlled.
虽然我有在吃药，可是飙高到160，低的到110。
And although I'm taking medication, but my high blood pressure went up to 160, and the low blood pressure went up to 110.
那当下我知道说，我唯有依靠主。
And so at the time, I thought that I can only rely on God.
所以我开始禁食祷告。
And so I started to fast and pray.
应该说祷告禁食。
And maybe I should say pray and fast.
因为我把自己交到主的手上，我不知道神要用什么样的方法带我走过。
And because I gave myself into the hands of the Lord, and I don't know which way He's going to be taking me through.
很奇妙，半年的时间。
And so miraculously, after about 6 months.
当然，当我开始做这样的祷告的时候，我就不到一个礼拜，我就所有的药、所有的医疗全部停止。
And so, thank God, after I started to pray, and I had stopped all my treatments and medication.
不到半年的时间，我的高血压、高血糖、高血脂全部正常。
And about half a year's time.All of my indexes, including high blood pressure and low blood pressure and glucose level, all became normal.
我的体重也从220几磅到现在这样子。
And my weight dropped from 220 to about what I am now.
神可以做的真的是远远超过我们所求所想。
And what God could be doing, it surpasses anything that it's imaginable by us.
但这个不是我今天要做的见证。
But this is not the testimony that I wanted to testify today.
我今天要做的见证是从跌倒和跌倒来看我们在这一生当中的选择。
And the testimony I wanted to testify today is from when I had fallen and the decisions that we are to make in this lifetime.
我们从生到死生跟死不是我们可以选择的。
And to us, life and death is not something that's decided by us.
可是在这一段过程当中，我们有很多选择的机会。
But throughout this process, we can make and be involved in the decision making.
去年大概五月的时候，我的父亲因为家里的出入口有一台机车停在那里。
And last year in May, in my house, around the exit area, there was a motorcycle that was parked there.
那他想要去把它推开。
And so my father wanted to move it away.
结果机车倒了，压住他。
And then the motorcycle had fallen and then the dropped on and basically crushed him underneath.
那我父亲是非常能够忍耐的人。
And my father was a man that could really endure.
他当下还是站了起来。
And at the time, he was able to stand up.
不过经过大概两个钟头以后，他没有办法再站起来。
And but after 2 hours later, he was not able to stand anymore.
他基本上是爬着上到二楼他的房间。
And he had to crawl onto the second floor, which his bedrooms are.
不过像我讲的，他非常能够忍耐，所以他还是在忍耐。因为他不想要那么晚打扰我母亲。
But like I said, he was somebody that can endure, and because he doesn't want to wake up my mother.
所以到了早上大概六七点的时候，他叫醒我母亲说：“不行。”
And in the morning around 6 or 7 a.m. that he has woken up my mother and says that I cannot take it.
那他需要去找医生。
And he needs to see a doctor.
他有一个非常他当下想到他一个非常好的朋友是骨科医生，三十几年的朋友。
And so he remembered that he had a very good friend that was an orthopedic surgeon, and at the time.
那他就交代我母亲把他带给那个医生看。
And so he told my mother to bring him to see this doctor.
那这个医生做了一些基本上的检查，就告诉我母亲说。这个很简单，不困难。
And so after the doctor had performed some tests, and he says that, he said to my mother that this is very simple, it's not complicated.
他的大腿骨裂开。
And the main leg bone basically there's a fracture.
那明天就能够让他下床走路。
And by tomorrow, he should be able to get off his bed and walk.
这是这个医生亲口讲的。
And so this is what the doctor has said at the time.
那我的母亲提醒他说我父亲心脏不太好，做过好几次支架的手术。
And my mother had reminded this doctor that because my father has some heart condition and he has some few stem operations.
那他医生还是说没有什么问题，我会注意的。
And so the doctor says that there shouldn't be any problem and I will pay attention to this.
就送进去加护病房打针观察。
And so that he was admitted to the internal intensive care unit and started on the IV injections and to put on observations.
从麻药打进去开始就出现状况了。
And after anesthesia was injected, there were some issues.
从心脏心律不整、肺积水，我妈妈在那一个过程当中，可能收到至少十张的那个病危通知。
And from heartbeat abnormal maladies, and then also to fluid in the lungs. During that period of time, that my mother received about 10 notices of critical condition.
那当然这个我妈妈都自己承受，也没有让我们知道。
And my mother was taking it in all by herself at the time and did not let us know.
那当我知道的时候，我爸爸已经度过那个危险期。
So after I found out about this and my father actually had passed the critical stage.
那我当下就决定说我有必要回去陪他们走这一段路。
And so I felt at the time that I need to return back and stay with him throughout this time, difficult time.
那我就跟公司请了为了家里的人离开三个月的假。
And so that I requested bereavement vacation time from my work and basically go back for 3 months.
那当我要成行之前，我在读经的学习当中学到一段话语。
And so that when I was learning, I came across a verse.
在启示录二章的十九节。
And this is actually Revelation chapter 2, chapter 2, verse 19.
我知道你的行为，爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，又知道你末后所行的善事，比起初所行的更多。
And I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience, and as for your works, the last are more than the first.
那我觉得这些赞美的话好像是在说我父亲的个性一样。
And I think all these words of praise is describing my father.
可是当我看到二十节，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容让那自称为先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。
But nevertheless, verse 20, nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allowed that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants, to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols.
我曾给她悔改的机会，她却不肯悔改她的淫行。看哪，我要叫她卧病在床。
And 21, and I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. 22, indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed.
因为环境的关系，所以而且我父母的人际关系很好。
And because of her because of their surrounding environment, and then they have very good relationships socially with other people.
那所以常常有人会带一些东西来。
And a lot of times that people might bring some things over.
那我也知道有一些是 祭拜过偶像。
And I know that some of them had been sacrificed to idols.
因为我爸妈他们在长老教会并没有这样的教导。
And I know that my parents, when they were in Presbyterian church, that they did not have this type of teaching.
我也曾经为了这一些事情有跟他有一些讨论。
And I also had some discussion with them regarding these things.
不过最后得到的决议是跟我摊牌说你不要跟我讲真理。
And so at the end, they gave me a final notice and says that do not talk to me about the truth.
可是这句话让我觉得心中很痛。
And but these words really made me very painful inside my heart.
所以我回去的时候我基本上是抱着说我爸爸可能会因此卧病在床。
And so when I returned back, I had the mindset that my father may be permanently bedridden.
那不过神的恩典还是让他一步一步好起来。
And but because of God's grace, slowly he started to recover.
那我本来是打算说三个月试看看，如果可以的话，我想留在他们身边。
And originally I was thinking that maybe I'm going to try 3 months leave from work. And then if it's okay, I'd like to stay permanently with them.
不过当然这其中也有很多不一样的话语。
And of course there are different words.
传道也告诉我说你除了是人家的儿子以外也不要忘记你是人家的父母，是人家的丈夫。
And the pastor has said to me that besides being the son of your parents, do not forget that you are also a husband and a parent to your children.
所以看着我父亲的情况慢慢好转的时候，而且我弟弟也安排要回台湾的探视的行程。
And slowly I saw that my father had recovered and then my younger brother was making arrangements to go back to Taiwan as well.
那我太太也会在之后回去。
And then my wife was to return back later on.
那我就回来继续上班。
And so I came back and went back to work.
可是当我上班不到两三个，当我回来的时候，我报了 NATS 去年的。
And so after coming back, I signed up for a National Adult Theological Seminar for last year.
我觉得没有什么比这个还实际的。
And I felt that there's nothing more practical than this.
因为在医院里面有医生的照顾，其实我们家人也做不了什么。
And because in the hospital, the doctor could care for him. And as a family member, there's nothing more that we can do.
那我也买了机票。我知道 NATS 我可以有很多时间祷告。
And I have purchased the ticket. I know that at NATS I would have a lot of time to pray.
那这一切都准备就绪了。
And so everything was prepared and settled.
那换到我太太回去的当天。
And during the time that my wife was to depart on that day.
就有不好的消息传过来说我父亲中风。
And it was bad news.Coming back to us that my father was in a stroke.
那我当下的决心还是很坚定，我觉得我曾经照顾过中风的病患，那我觉得我不能够帮助什么，我还是用祷告来托住这件事情。
And so I still made a determination that I wanted to take care of this matter through prayer because I've taken care of people that was on stroke and there's nothing really I could do.
那直到我太太把真实的情况告诉我。
And until my wife told me the truth.
她说你若不回来可能看不到你的父亲。
And she says that if you don't come back and see your father,
now,我再也忍不住，我还是回去了。
And so I cannot hold it any longer, and then so I decided to go back.
可是我回去能做什么呢？
And but after going back, what can I be doing?
一个多月的时间。
And a month had went by.
父亲就这样走。
And my father had left us.
就一个跌倒。
And because of a fall.
那医生说明天就让他下床走路。
And even the doctor has said at the time that the following day he'll be able to walk.
当然这里面有很多属灵的征战。
And of course, this incident had much spiritual battle within.
我要回来的最后一个礼拜，就是照顾他那三个月最后一个礼拜，我要回美国。
And throughout the time I was caring for him, within the 3 months, during that last week before I was to come back to the U.S.
刚好是那个花莲教会灵恩布道会的单张准备好。
And I remember they were preparing for the spiritual convocation and an evangelical service of the Hualien Church.
那我就拿给我爸妈。
And they had prepared the flyer, so I gave it to my parents.
我跟他们讲说，虽然我不在，可是你们一定要去。
And I said to them that although I am not here, but you have to try and go.
那我还跟他照相。
And then we even took some pictures.
我说我有跟你照相做证据，我已经尽了责任哦。
And I'm taking some pictures here just to prove that I fulfill my duties.
那他们也很高兴的接受接下来。
And happily, they actually were able to receive it.
到我太太回去那一天。
Until the time when my wife had gone back that day.
下午，她跟我妈妈正准备要去参加灵恩布道会。
And that afternoon, when they're preparing to attend.The evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
都准备好了。
And they were prepared to leave.
要出门，我爸爸中风。
And right before going out, my father had a stroke.
当我回到台湾的时候，我们花莲教会的注目传道跟传道娘在那里探视我父亲。
And after when I went back to Taiwan, the resident pastor for the Hualien Church.And his wife was visiting my father.
那时候正是护士要再把他送回加护病房。
And so it was during that time that the nurse wanted to put him back into the ICU.
所以从整个过程当中可以看出，我们是一个非常合作的病人。
And so throughout the process, you could see that we are a very cooperative patient.
那我自己属灵的敏感度也没有那么好。
And I was lacking the spiritual sensitivity that I should be having.
我父亲要走那一天早上。
And the day that my father was to pass away that morning.
那段时间医院都没有发紧急通知。
And during that time, the hospital did not issue any critical condition notice.
他一直在加护病房，然后呼吸照顾室、加护病房这样转来转去。
And so between the intensive care unit and the regular patient room that he was going back and forth.
那我还是照例常早上在花莲教会早祷。
And then I was still spending time praying in the Hualien church early in the morning.
那早祷结束走出来的时候，有一位负责人这样问我。
And one day after the morning prayer, after my morning prayer, one of the board members had asked me.
他说你父亲最近怎么样？
And he says, how's your father recently?
那我就跟他讲，我父亲状况有比较稳定，然后我的感动，我就跟他分享我的感动，他是卧病在床，怎么样，就这样跟他讲。
So I started telling him my feelings, and I said my father is getting a little better.
那他什么都没讲。
And so, but he did not say anything.
他听我讲完我的感受以后，他只告诉我说，我们都准备好了，你去问你父亲， 如果他愿意洗礼的话，我们都准备好了。
And so that he said to me that we are all fully prepared. And why don't you ask your father if he wants to receive baptism? We are prepared for him.
可是，在那之前之后，他就没有来，没有醒过来。
And but he did not regain consciousness ever since that time.
我们讲完话，医院就来电话了。
And so after our conversation, the hospital called.
我到医院的时候，田传道也打电话来说，需不需要我马上过去。
And so after arriving in the hospital, a pastor Tian also called me and said, should I be going to the hospital now?
几个时间点的凑巧，都让我觉得这是真的是一场属灵的征战。
And because of the coincidental time frame,And I felt that this was actually a spiritual battle.
不过，最后我自己感受到是我战败了。
And at the end, I personally felt that I had lost.
当然，我相信神一直有他的作为，有他的旨意。
But I still deeply believe that God have his doings and his actions.
希望借着这样的分享能够让大家看到说，如果你家里的还有人还没有信主的。
And through this sharing, that I'd like to remind everyone here that if you have family members at home that did not believe,
真的要好好祷告。
And you have to try to pray.
那再讲到另外一个跌倒。
And so I'd like to talk about another incident that I had fallen.
我在处理完我父亲的后事以外，因为陪我妈妈，就紧接着是旧历年，所以我知道她心情会很失落，我就陪她到二月。
And so after taking care of the funerals of my father, and then we're at the Lunar Chinese New Year at the time, so I wanted to stay with her until February because I know that she's going to be very depressed.
那二月过完年，我还是依依不舍回到我的工作，尽我当人父亲跟先生的责任。
And so after the Lunar Chinese New Year in February, I returned back home, fulfilling my duty as a parent, as a father, and then as a husband.
这当中我都没有讲到工作，因为工作实在是神都早就帮我们预备好了。
And throughout this process, I have never talked about my work because I felt that work is all arranged by God.
但都一点都不值得我们去担心的。
And so this is not worthy for us to think about.
那当我工作第不到还没有满三个月，还没过试用期，快到了，大概还有一个礼拜、两个礼拜、三个月试用期。
And I was coming up.Maybe a week short of my probational period at work.
是六月二号跌倒。六月一号，我跟教会一个弟兄，因为我有大概两次礼拜三没有去聚会，那他关心我。
And so early on in June, after after the fall, I spoke with a brother in church because I haven't been going to church for 2 weeks.
只有礼拜三没有去，因为我的聚会 大部分周间的聚会，早上早祷会，什么会可以去的我都会去。
And it's actually only a Wednesday night that I did not go because normally I would attend all the different services as much as I can.
他在六月一号就约我去算是爬山然后聊天。
And so on June 1st, he actually called me and wanted to.Go hiking, and then just to also chit chat.
那当然很，我们会谈到一些教会的事情。
And then we also talk about things in the church.
也会谈到一些传道的事情。
And we also talk about things of certain pastors.
可是谈一谈，我们都彼此觉得说这样讲不造就。
And so after talking, then we have felt that this is not edifying to both of us.
我们还是停止这样的对话。
And we should stop our conversation.
隔天就发生了。
And so the following day, so this incident had happened.
公司新装了一个大概8尺高的架子，大概差不多门框到 exit 那个高度吧。
And so that some sort of frame was installed at work about 8 feet tall.
那需要把木头放在上面。
And you need to put a certain wood on top of it on the shelf.
那因为那个尺寸不合，所以本来我是一根一根在那里锯。
And because the size would not fit, so one by one, I was cutting the wood into pieces.
所以就是慢慢的做都没什么事。
And so I was doing it very slowly, and nothing had happened.
那后来我们经理发现旁边有一个 pallet 就是那个 size。
And our manager had discovered that there was a pallet next to it, and that's the size.
那因为之前我在锯的时候，下面全是东西。
And because when I was cutting the wood, and then the ground was covered with a lot of different things.
那我跟另外一个 coworker 讨论，就是说要怎么样去完成。
And so I was discussing with a coworker how to complete this task.
那他就跟我建议说，就像铺桥一样，你放一片走在上面，放一片走在上面这样。
And so he said to me that this is kind of like paving a bridge. So once you put one piece on it, then you would stand on it, and then another piece, and then standing on it, and so forth.
当我这样做的时候，大概到第四片还是第五片。
And so when I was doing this, so it came to be about the fourth or the fifth piece.
我跟他讲说，要小心，感觉好像不安全。
And so I said to him that we have to be careful because I feel that this is getting unsafe.
这句话讲完，我就落下来了。
And after saying that, then I have fallen.
那我就从那样的高度直直的落下来。
And from the height of 8 feet, I fell straight down.
那下面有一个那个发电机。
And then there was a generator right underneath.
那我就踩在上面。
And then I stepped on it.
整个人趴在地上。
And then my body was onto the ground.
那我就开始祷告。
And then I started to pray.
那他想要过来问我说有没有怎么样？我说你都不要动我，我继续祷告。
And he wanted to come over and says and wanted to see if I was okay. And I said, don't touch me yet. I wanted to pray.
我告诉他说你赶快去通知经理。
And so I told him to call the manager.
当我祷告十几分钟后，我心里面充满平安。
And so after praying for about 10 minutes, and I felt really peaceful inside.
至少我感觉到我的四肢都还在。
And at least I could feel the sensation with my four limbs.
脚有一点点痛。
And I just feel a little pain on one of my foot.
那后来我经理来了，说要不要叫119来把你送到那个急诊室。
And so my manager came and asked me whether they should call an ambulance for me or not.
那因为我以前有去过急诊室不好的经验。
And, but I had some bad past experiences with emergency rooms.
我觉得很花时间又不实际。
And I felt that this is very time consuming and it's not practical.
那我就请他把我送到 urgent center.
So I asked them to send me to urgent center.
从掉下来到 urgent center 出来大概2个钟头的时间。
And so after being fallen and coming out of the urgent center is about 2 hour time frame.
那我的痛也就那2个小时。
And so my pain had only lasted for that 2 hour span.
医生问我说，从0到10，你的痛大概多少？
And so the doctor asked me from 0 to 10, what is your pain?
那我也讲不清楚，我说大概2、3、3、4吧，就是有感觉。
And I couldn't really define it. I said it's about 2 or 3 or 3 or 4. I could feel it.
可是当我走出 urgent center 的时候，哦，不是走出来，我是坐轮椅出来。
And I was sitting on a wheelchair coming out of the urgent center.
那过来那个礼拜我要拄着拐杖。
And so the following week I was in crutches. I was walking on a cane.
可是从那2个小时以后。我从来没有感觉到痛过。
And so, but after that, ever since that 2 hours, I never felt the pain again.
照相，我的骨头是有裂开。
And so, when you take when when uh X-ray was taken, and then it shows that my bone was broken.
脚是肿起来。
And my foot was swollen.
而且那个时间远远超过医生本来说应该要六到八个礼拜要复原的时间。
And so that time frame surpasses the time that doctor originally had stated 6 to 8 weeks.
可是对我最大的感受是神的恩典够我们用。
But my biggest feeling was that God's grace is sufficient for all of us.
当我第一天掉下来的时候，我跟神做这样祷告。
And so on day one when I had fallen, I had made this prayer to God.
我说主啊，你让我可以继续到你的殿堂当中祷告。
And Lord, please allow me to be able to go into your temple and pray.
结果我拄着拐杖开车还是可以去。
And so even walking with a cane, I was still able to drive and go to church.
我就这样拄拐杖不到一个礼拜的时间。
And so I was walking with a cane for maybe a week.
那换了一个就是cane boost, 我还是一样可以工作，可以生活。
And so I had a cane boots that was fitted, and I was able to work and go on with my life.
我所要分享的是，当你看到你生命当中很多失去的时候，其实你得到的也很多。
And so the thing I wanted to share that when you see that many things are lost from your life, but you actually gain so much as well.
虽然我让别人看到是我的脚好像受伤，为什么那么久还没好
？And from other people, they have seen that I am injured and it took a long time to heal.
可是我心里面有平安，我不觉得痛。
And but there's peace inside my heart, so I don't feel the pain.
就好像那半年当中，我祷告禁食，为着我的三高，在祷告禁食的时候。
And just during that half a year when I was fasting and prayer for my own medical conditions.
我从来没有一天感到肚子饿。
And I never felt hungry on a single day.
我可以吃可以睡。
And I could eat and I could sleep.
我所谓吃是一天吃一餐。
And when I said eat, I meant I could eat one meal a day.
那我太太看完我你怎么那么容易呢？他也想要瘦身。
And so my wife saw me, and then she asked me, why is it so easy for you? Because she actually wanted to lose weight as well.
不到三天他就受不了了。
And after 3 days, she couldn't take it anymore.
我最后要讲的就是神的恩典真的够我们用。
And the last thing I wanted to say that God's grace is really sufficient for us.
虽然我没有牙齿，我可以吃。
And although I don't have any teeth, but I can eat.
虽然我没有牙齿，我可以唱诗。
And although I don't have any teeth, I could sing hymns.
我还是可以祷告。
And I still can pray.
我可以在这里做见证。
And I could testify here.
所以所有的荣耀都归给天上的真神。
And may all the glory be to our heavenly true God.
Amen.
感谢主，我们听了非常美好的见证。
And thank God that we heard very wonderful testimonies.
我们在祷告之前，一起来翻几节圣经。
And before our prayer, let's turn to a few verses.
我们来翻开以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
3:20.
And chapter 3:20.
以弗所书3:20.
Ephesians chapter 3:20.
3:20.
Ephesians chapter 3:20.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
And now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
这个陈兴宗弟兄他本身有自己的想法。
And brother John Thane originally had his own thoughts.
那他有自己的计划。
And he has his own plannings.
但是他没有想到神有一个非常美好的带领。
But he did not come to think that God has a wonderful preparation.
神成就他的一切超过他可求所求所想的。
And God has fulfilled everything that he actually thought of and needed it.
他的工作就是想要有保险。
And so his job, he actually wanted just to have medical insurance.
他只有一个条件。
And there's only one criteria.
就是可以守安息日。
And it's to keep Holy Sabbath.
在正在他需要保险的时候。
And just at the time when he needed the medical insurance.
他的工作给他的是超过他所想的。
And so his job gave him more than he thought he could think of.
从一个什么 desk.Supervisor 到一个 manager 的工作
And from a supervisor role to a manager position.
所以他这个保险马上就可以拿到。
And so immediately that he was able to receive insurance.
所以我们信靠神的，神不会让我们羞愧。
So if we entrust ourselves in God, God will let it, will not put us to shame.
那另外一点，小弟也觉得哦，我们当然这个要有信心哈，但是生孩子哈，这个神会。神会借着你的孩子也带给你们家恩典哦。
And so another aspect I thought of was that when you having a child, and through this child that God will actually bless your family.
实在不是人在养人呐、啊，是在神在养人。
And it's not that you're raising the child; it's actually God that's raising the child.
所以我们不用担心吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
And so let us not worry about what to eat and drink and what to wear.
我们主要就是要求神的国、神的义。
And we have to seek for His kingdom and righteousness.
那我们再来看一个经文。
And let's turn to another verse.
尼希米记二章的四节。
And Nehemiah.
尼希米记啊，是他们在建圣城的一个工作哈。
And this is when that they building the holy city.
那他们在建圣城之前呢，尼希米就懂得用祷告啊。来开始他的工作。
And before they're building the holy city, and Nehemiah knew that they have to pray for their work.
那我们看二章的第四节。
And let's turn to chapter 2, verse 4.
那请你读。尼希米记二章第四节。
And Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 4. Then the king said to me, what do you request? So I prayed to the God of heaven.
所以尼希米他在工作前、工作中、工作后他们是用祷告在支撑这个建圣城的工作。
So Nehemiah was praying before work, doing work, and after work to be supporting their construction.
我们看到宝义兄他在见证当中一直谈到他们的祷告他们的工作都是用祷告在支撑。
And we heard that Brother David Chan was praying throughout their construction process of searching for this location.
虽然他们个人的经验里面呢，要守安息日也会有阻挡。
And according to their personal experiences, that in order to observe Sabbath, there's going to be obstacles.
他们在 sign contract 到这个 closing 也有很多的阻挡。
And during the process of after signing the contract until closing time, there's going to be obstacles.
但是他们依靠神呢、啊。
And then, but they have their reliance on God.
所以主耶稣让他们也看到神的恩典。
And so, Lord Jesus, let them saw the grace that's from above.
如果你在你的教会离你们家比较近、哦、不用超过一个小时，你听这个听他们的聚会，你一定觉得很感谢神，对不对
？And so if you live within 1 hour distance of church, then after hearing his testimony, then you should be very thankful.
我问一下，你们当中上教会要开车三个小时的，请举手。
And I like to ask all of you that if you need to drive 3 hours to church, please raise your hand.
每个礼拜要都去哦。
Every week, every Saturday.
两个半小时的。
Two and a half hours.
还有没有
？Anybody else?
两个小时的。
Two hours.
感谢主，真的是我们有一些弟兄姐妹哦，他们真的很坚持哦。
And thank God that we have many brothers and sisters who is very affirmed.
我们真的有些弟兄姐妹很幸福。
And many of us, brothers and sisters, we are very blessed.
所以我们应该更应该啊，提早到教会啊，帮教会祷告。
And so we should try to come to church early and pray for church.
那个建殿的事情哦，建会堂，我们真的要有信心，然后不要只看到钱的问题。当然我们要计划，但是要有信心。
So, while constructing the temple, we have to have faith. Of course, that we need the money too, but we have to have faith.
感谢主，他们虽然只有。只有刚开始多少三十万、二十万，但是他们感谢主有信心呢、啊，走向四十五万的 project。
And thank God that originally they only had $200,000 in total funding, and they were able to complete a $450,000 project.
因为神是无所不能的啦。
And because God is omniscient.
啊，我们只要大家同心而已，知道神的旨意哈，应该就没有问题。
And as all of us united and work in one accord and understand the will of God, there should be no problem.
我们看哥林多后书八章。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
八章第十二节到十五节。
And verse 12 to 15.
哥林多后书八章十二节到十五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12 to 15.
因为人若有厌作的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照所有的，不是照他所无的。十三节。
13.
我原不是叫你们轻省，你们受啊他们。我们不是叫别人轻省你们狩猎十四节
14.
乃是金瓶就是你们的富余现在可以补他们的不足使他们的富余将来也可以补你们的不足这就是金瓶的数节如经上所记多收的也没有余少收的也没有缺我们会知道其实我们建堂啊，很多弟兄姐妹很多教会啊，大家都会彼此帮助
And we realize that every time we're building our church Very often that all the brothers and sisters in the local church will come out and assist.
我们看到啊，其实地方教会只要尽力，神看到了。
And we realize that as long as the effort was put in by the local church.
所以你听到他们说，本来20万呢，以这个 pledge 哈，以这个吴继明的这个 pledge 啊。
And originally they had only 200,000, and then they had a pledge.
结果就增加十万块钱。
And so they were able to get $100,000 more.
那很多弟兄姐妹一起帮忙。
And so many other brothers and sisters also assisted.
啊，这样神的荣耀就得到彰显，大家一起来分享这个福气。
And so God's glory has been revealed, and everybody will enjoy in this glory.
我听到一个教会，我听得很感动哈。
And so
一个教会这样讲。
I heard about a story from a church. I was really moved.
有总会啊，只要有信来，他们这个教会就奉献10,000块钱给需要的。
And every time when a general assembly would send a letter and they would make an offering of $10,000 to anyone.
他说为什么10,000块钱出去呢？
And so why is it they would send out $10,000?
他说因为10,000块钱是他们职会可以动用钱的上限。
And because this is actually money, funds that they can allocate in their board.
他们在建会堂很多教会帮忙。
And so when they were building their own church and many of the other churches also assisted.
所以其他教会有需要我们也一起来帮忙。
And so if all the other church would need our help, we should try to assist.
所以多收的没有余，少说的也没有缺。
And so that anything that you need, you would not lack anything.
那神的荣耀就可以得到称赞。
And so God's glory can be praised.
有时候你真的很难想象他们的那个心哈。
And so sometimes it's hard to imagine that the heart that they have.
他刚刚私底下跟我讲，那个引擎没有关就冲进会场，他在做什么？他在祷告，很感谢啦。那个哦，第一个有会堂的时候呢，那个引擎来不及关了，就马上冲进去啊，就是跪下来流泪祷告了。
And so from his testimony, we heard that even when the car came into the parking lot without shutting off the engine, the person came running inside to give prayer of thanksgiving.
后来大家抱着一起啊，真的很安慰，很感动。
And so everyone huddled together and they were really, really happy and joyful.
我没有经过流浪啊，有时候不了解他们那种心哈。
And so we have never been a drifter, so we don't understand this type of mindset and heart.
感谢神，这个是他们在心。流泪撒种之后的这种欢喜收割了。
And thank God that this is sowing while shedding their tears, and then this is reaping harvest.
我们看但以理书十章十二节。
And Daniel chapter 10 verse 12.
因为时间不多哈，但以理书十章十二节。
And Daniel chapter 10 verse 12.
你来读但以理书十章十二节
Daniel chapter 10 verse 12 Then he said to me Do not fear Daniel For from this first day That you set your heart to understand And to humble yourself before your God Your words were heard And I have come because of your words
这个其实我们一刻苦己心哦，神就听我们的祷告
And that if we humble ourselves And prayfervently to God, and God will listen to our prayer.
只是帮助不一定马上来。
And of course, not necessarily the help will come right away.
但是祷告是打到神面前了哈，只要你的心是正确的。
And if you have the correct mindset, your prayer will definitely reach God.
所以你听到他的本来他很多病啊，什么高血压、糖尿病啊。
And so you heard about the different medical conditions, high blood pressure and
diabetes. 220磅，现在大概几磅？哦，现在到现在这个这么多磅了哦。
And from 220 to about the present weight.
你看他爸爸的事情哦，让我小弟听到一个，想到一个经节。
And because of the situation with his father, and made me remember.
那个圣灵哦，也会将会有时候会感动你，把将来的事情告诉你哦。
And sometimes the Holy Spirit would touch you and tell you, foretell you the things of the future.
这个是在约翰福音十六章里面说的。
And this is recorded in John chapter 16.
所以再回去看爸爸，他就想到爸爸。因为如果没有悔改，可能会卧病在床。
And so that he had remembered while going back to visit his father that if his father does not repent, then he might be staying bedridden for a very long time.
其实这个是神对他的一个让他知道，就是先给他一个心理准备了啦。
And so this is God preparing him mentally for this. What's to come?
这种心理准备其实就是一种带领，一种安慰。
And so this preparation is actually.A form of guidance and comforting.
这是我们的神的一个慈爱哦。
And so this is a mercy and love of a God.
后来他跌倒了。
And then he has fallen.
我们来看诗篇118篇第十三节。
And Psalms chapter 118 and verse 13.
十三节哈。
Psalm 118 verse 13.
118篇十三节。
Psalm 118, verse 13.
你推我要叫我跌倒，但主帮助了我。
And you push me violently that I might fall, but the Lord helped me.
十四节，神是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也成为我的拯救。
Verse 14, the Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation.
虽然我们跌倒了。
And although we have fallen.
但是我们看到神帮助了我。
And we have seen that God had helped us.
所以他说他的痛只在两个小时里面了。
And he explained that his pain was only 2 hours.
所以也不是那么痛。
And so it wasn't that painful at all.
所以感谢主，我们基督徒我们随时随刻我们真的有时候真的可以体会到神的一种额外的帮助。
And thank God as a Christian that sometime we could receive external assistance from God.
只要我们继续过着一种追求神的一个心哦。
And of course we have to live a life of pursuing after God.
相信神的恩惠，他的慈爱，一生一世会随着我们。
And God's grace, mercy will be following us for the rest of our lives.
一宿虽然有哭泣。
And of course that there's going to be tears.
但是早晨必然欢呼了。
But in the morning that you will be joyful.
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let's all come forward and pray.